The new Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, has been confirmed. It was 100-0 yesterday. All 100 members of the Senate showed up and voted in favor of confirming him as the new Secretary of Defense. More details on that at federalnewsradio.com. And Secretary Panetta will be working with, of course, a tighter budget and very high demands in his new role as Defense Secretary. The President will lay out tonight his vision for drawing down forces in Afghanistan. Todd Harrison's a Senior Fellow for Defense Budget Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, here to talk about what Secretary Panetta will be facing when he sits down at the desk. Todd, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on today.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Tell me what you think the significance of a person with Secretary Panetta's background is compared to bringing in someone with a longer career in the national security and defense fields and maybe not as much budgetary and legislative experience as Mr. Panetta has.
Yeah, well, Panetta comes in really with credentials for being a strong budget warrior. And, you know, if you look back, he was the former director of the Office of Management and Budget under the Clinton administration. He's a former chairman of the House Budget Committee. So he's been on the other side of these budget battles in the past. So he knows how the game is played. And now he comes into the department at a very interesting time in terms of the defense budget. With a prospect of a flat or perhaps a declining defense budget over the rest of his tenure.
What is he looking at DOD that he didn't have to deal with at CIA?
Well, he has a much larger organization, of course. DOD actually employs more than half of all the workers in the federal government. So it's a large organization, large budget, with a lot of internal politics. And, you know, of course, I'm sure the CIA has its own internal politics, but it's just magnified in the Department of Defense with four different services, each of which wants to protect their own domains. And now, with the strategic review that's going on in the department, he's going to have to really serve as the referee between the services as they look at changes in force structure, changes in end strength, changes in the different weapon systems that the department is buying, and even the third rail of defense budget politics looking at changes in benefits for the military.
Secretary Gates has talked about that, and every time it's mentioned, it goes absolutely nowhere, despite the fact that the analysis that the secretary provided, especially when it comes to TRICARE premiums, I mean, nobody wants to pay more for anything if they don't have to, but it seems to a lot of folks that we're finally at the point where they have to, and the amounts don't seem to be that consequential to the individual members relative to what the savings are. Do you get any sense that Mr. Panetta will continue some of those kinds of initiatives that are not as popular that Secretary Gates was championing while he was there? Or is the focus going to be so much on the top line and a few of the lines underneath the top line that some of the lower lines might not get as much attention?
Well, you know, the bottom line, doing the budget math on this is that if you don't look at the growing cost of military benefits and health care in particular, if you don't try to rein in the growth in those costs, then it's going to force much more difficult decisions in terms of cutting back force structure and cutting back some of the major acquisition programs. So for that reason, I think Secretary Panetta will look at changes in benefits just like Secretary Gates has, and just like the previous administration did, because that's where you can generate a significant amount of savings that you could use to help support the force that we have today.
As the drawdown that we'll hear about from the president tonight starts to take effect, and we have fewer people in Iraq already, that process is already underway. Do you see any potential impact for the supplemental? Secretary Gates has talked about the supplemental a number of times and how he'd like to see it go away. Is there any hope of that actually happening?
Not in the foreseeable future, but what we'll see is the separate budget for war funding that DOD has been getting, a separate funding stream. It's already starting to come down. If you look at the president's FY12 budget request, so this would be the year fiscal year starting on October 1st. War funding comes down from $159 billion to $118 billion. Now, that reduction is almost entirely due to the drawdown in Iraq. We will be, our military forces will be completely out of Iraq by December 31st of this year. So we see those costs drop dramatically. But they already had actually built in a slight reduction in costs for Afghanistan. They were, in the budget at least, they showed a projection of 4,000 troops coming down over the year in FY12. Now, depending on what the president announces tonight, if he announces a reduction of 10,000 troops, then, you know, they could actually come back with a budget amendment and ask for even less money and more spending than they had already done.
Interesting analysis, Todd. I appreciate you being on to share it this afternoon. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Todd Harrison's a senior fellow for defense budget studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments and my guest on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. You can learn more about him and hear my conversation with him anytime you want at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.